Iran's foreign minister, who headed the country's negotiating team in its nuclear talks in Geneva, says the new deal will protect Iran's enrichment right. Mohammad Javad Zarif has also said that Tehran is ready to negotiate a final comprehensive deal on its nuclear energy program. This as the interim deal signed in Geneva has been hailed as a great win for all sides involved in the marathon talks. Let's take a closer look.
Upon his arrival back from Geneva and after signing a historic deal with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the deal will secure Iran's inalienable nuclear rights, in particular the right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. He stresses that Iran's ready to enter negotiations to find the final solution which will help remove all illegal sanctions and pressure imposed on the Iranian nation for pursuing its rights.
From tomorrow, we're ready to start negotiations for the final settlement of the disputes. We think that the comprehensive agreement is the most important stage.
Zarif was given a hero's welcome back in Tehran, with hundreds of cheering people having gathered at Tehran's Mehrabad airport to receive the minister and his accompanying team. The nuclear deal, which was signed after more than 4 days of intensive talks in Geneva, raised fresh hopes of dominance, of diplomacy and negotiations in good faith in the international politics. The agreement drew a plethora of reactions from governments and officials across the Middle East and from around the world. Foreign ministers of Russia, China, France and Germany, who all took part in the Geneva talks, hailed the pact as a breakthrough which could pave the way for further positive developments in the future.
This agreement means that we agree with the need to recognize Iran's right to peaceful nuclear program, including the right for uranium enrichment.
The Geneva deal is a turning point after difficult times and tough negotiations.
British Prime Minister David Cameron also issued a statement calling the deal an important first step. Egypt, India, Pakistan, Syria, Iraq, Turkey and many other countries officially responded to the development and seized the moment to voice their satisfaction over the deal. But as it was the case before, Israel was quick to condemn the whole diplomatic process as a historic mistake. Hawkish Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been threatening Iran with a possible military strike over the past years, warned that Tel Aviv would not be bound by the new agreement.
What was concluded in Geneva last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake.
Israel is regarded as the sole, if undeclared, possessor of nuclear weapons in the region and has refused to put its clandestine nuclear program under an international inspections regime. Many believe that Israel is witnessing how many of its Western allies, including Washington, act in ways which fail to secure Tel Aviv's domestic and international interests.
Israelis are angry. That shows something has happened in favor of Iran. A diplomatic victory for Iran. The winners of this game, Iran and P5+1, the loser is Israel.
The pro-Israel lobby at the U.S. Congress have also followed in the Israeli footstep, with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee calling for new economic sanctions against Iran in case the newly brokered deal fails. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Congress needs to increase sanctions until Iran completely abandons its enrichment capabilities. This has prompted U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to voice his opposition to Congress, calling the decision to increase sanctions against Iran an untimely move.
And I look forward to going up and working with our colleagues on the Hill in order to try to persuade them that this is not the moment to increase sanctions.
On the other hand, Canada's Conservative government, which is a staunch ally of Israel, has also voiced skepticism about the deal. Ottawa's Foreign Minister John Baird says his country will keep its unilateral financial and trade sanctions against Iran in place. The upcoming six-month period will be an acid test for the commitment of the U.S. government and other Western countries to their stated goal of seeking diplomacy and respecting Iran's nuclear rights as a member state signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, or the NPT.